Right then, in as much detail as possible, could you describe what happened this morning?
Well, I was walking the short distance from the tube station to my office, and I had my handbag snatched. This man just came out of nowhere.
Oh, no. You can no longer use the term man, or woman for that matter. This police station is a tolerant environment, gender neutral, and proud of it.
But that's ridiculous. How is anyone supposed to differentiate between the sexes?
There is no difference. We are all equal. Besides, gender identity has been pretty high profile lately on social media, and the last thing we in the Met need is any further risk of offending anybody.
Okay, can I mention he was white?
Dear Lord, no. You can't say that.
Why not?
It's racist!
Oh, that's just silly. Surely ethnicity needs to be documented.
Do you have a problem with the colour of people's skin?
No, of course not, but...
Then carry on with the description.
Right, fine. He wore these
glasses
and...
Less of the restrictive personal pronouns, please.
They wore glasses and was noticeably short with a sort
No, I need to stop you there.
What now?
For starters, mentioning any type of optical aid could be considered prejudicial towards the short-sighted. And I'm afraid I can't possibly ignore your brutal attack on the suspect's perceived lack of height.
What am I supposed to say? Not tall?
And risk scarring this poor soul for life? I don't think so.
Surely any information I can give about the perpetrator or their distinguishing features is important.
Yes, but so is not hurting people's feelings, okay? Now then, moving on. What about the suspect's hair?
Bald as a coot.
You really are a nasty piece of work.
What?
Your choice of words show a distinct lack of understanding towards the trichologically challenged, a community of which I might add, I consider myself an active member.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Offended, are we? Good. Now you know what it feels like.
Can I at least say the thief was getting on a bit?
No, that's ageist.
Or a little on the podgy side.
That could be construed as fat shaming.
Right, right. And I'm guessing I can't bring up his speech impediment.
Whose speech impediment?
Their speech impediment.
How do you sleep at night?
This is madness!
I hardly think making a victim statement is comparable to serious mental illness, madam.
I wish I'd never bothered reporting it now.
So do I. Maybe I should arrest you instead.
What for?
Causing a police officer undue stress. Any more of this and I might have to retire to my designated safe space. So... According to your statement, the suspect who you've accused of stealing your handbag, not that either of us is in any position to cast aspersions without further corroboration, was a person. That's not much to go on, is it?